Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, thanks so much for joining us for this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast in partnership with Lotus Cars. I'm going to make you a promise. I promise we're not going to take up much of your day, but I also promise that the next few minutes is going to be a really good use of your time. What we're doing on these bite-sized episodes is just diving into former conversations that we've had on the High Performance Podcast, and Damien and myself are just picking out the learnings, the lessons, the little nuggets of inspiration so that you can learn even more about what our guests have done to live a high performance life. And there is no one, I don't believe, more high performance than Nims Purja, a man who has shown that things that we believe to be impossible are actually possible. He summited the tallest mountains in the world quicker than anybody else. He's the first man to get to the top of K2 in the middle of winter, and he did it all through having the right mindset. How did he do it? A, he believed he could, and B, when things went wrong, he made no excuses. Here he is.
I always believe that if you want to be the best in the world, you shouldn't have any excuses. And I always believe that, you know, excuses are for losers. You know, have you heard any person who has won make any excuses? No. And I didn't want it to fall in that category. That is as simple as that, you know. Even maybe when I fail to, you know, summit a mountain, I will probably come with the excuses. But then I made that excuses because I failed it. And I don't want to fall in that category. You lose. So it's very simple for me.
Damien, do you know what I love about this lesson and this week's bite-sized episode? It is so simple. Every single person listening to this episode can decide right now not to make excuses for anything. Even the things that have gone wrong and they're not even their fault and it's really annoying and it makes your whole day crap. Don't make an excuse. Don't come up with a reason. What did Matthew McConaughey, what did he say? Excuses remove the learning.
Absolutely. I think if there's three words that sum up our whole high performance podcast, it's fault versus responsibility. And I think what Nims explains there is take responsibility. Whatever happens to you might not be your fault, but it's your responsibility in how you deal with it.
And let me tell you another brief story from Nims. And I would recommend, if you're listening to him there and you think, wow, what a guy. And he was amazing. I mean, do you remember when I stood up, David, in the middle of the recording? I went, you're so inspirational. Because he was. But he spoke at one point about when he was summiting Everest, someone stole his oxygen. Now, instead of getting frustrated and thinking, I don't believe this, this has now derailed my bid to summit Everest, he decided to write a story in his own head. And the story was, someone was obviously so desperate for the oxygen that they stole it just to stay alive. Therefore, his oxygen has saved someone else's life. Now, the chances of that story being true is probably slim. But the most important thing is that he took responsibility for the fact that his oxygen had gone missing. He didn't look to blame someone else. He didn't look for fault. He didn't allow it to eat him up from the inside. Because what's the benefit, Damien, to thinking, I don't believe it, I'm now frustrated and I'm angry and I think everything's going to be a failure? There's no benefit to that compared to, wow, that saved someone's life, so I've already had a good day. It's so powerful when you get into this mindset of taking responsibility for everything.
Yeah, I remember working with a rugby team years ago, and there was one really cynical player, and we were talking about believing that you're going to win. And he said, are you telling me if I 100% believe that I'm going to win, I will win? And my point was, no, nobody can guarantee that. But if you 100% believe that you're going to lose, I can pretty much give you a guarantee that you will. So why would you want to start sabotaging yourself before you even set off by removing one of those key fundamental pillars of having belief and therefore taking complete responsibility that you're going to do all you can to be successful?
Yeah. Look, life is there, man, to slap you across the face every day, right? Why do it to yourself?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think when you start making excuses, it's like you're giving control away to life to come and give you that little extra slap when, you know, as you say, that's going to happen regardless anyway. So you might as well mitigate and do everything you can within your control to smooth the path.
And in all seriousness, if you're still a bit of a cynic and you're listening to this short episode with Damien and myself and you're thinking, nah, it's nonsense, right? Just right now, while we're talking, try and think of one benefit to an excuse, one benefit to not taking responsibility, one benefit to sitting there being frustrated with something that's happened to you. There is not one. There just isn't one. I mean, I can't think of one, Damien, but that doesn't mean it isn't a difficult thing to get right in your head. And one of the things that I did a long time ago, Damien, was I looked out for people who were constantly negative or constantly looking to blame someone else or constantly being a victim, because that's a good reminder to you that you don't want to be that person. And then the way I stopped it was every time I found myself being negative or being a victim, I came up with 5 reasons to be positive. And it very quickly gets you into a much more positive frame of mind.
Yeah, definitely. It's often referred to as ants. Automatic negative thoughts will always come into our head. It's part of the way we're wired to keep ourselves safe and survive. But like you say, we're not in a world where those automatic negative thoughts are actually going to kill us anymore. They can just derail us from achieving what we want. So when we get into the habit of countering them and finding ways that we can mitigate their impact on us, it keeps us on our pathway of high performance, however we choose to define it.
Perfect. I think that's a brilliant way to end this little short episode of the High Performance Podcast. If you loved what Nims had to say, check out his full episode. Have a look through our back catalogue. So many brilliantly inspiring people with lessons for you and for your life. And I really hope that if you're at a place where you're ready to take responsibility and you no longer see the benefit of apportioning blame or fault, that we've just appeared at the right time for you. Damien, thank you as always.
Thanks
to the whole High Performance team for their hard work. Thanks to Lotus Cars for their continued support. But most of all, thanks to you for listening. And we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.